Close your eyes. Attend to the breath for a moment or two. Now, allow yourself to, with your eyes closed, imaginatively feel the presence of whatever's around you in the room. See if you can extend that sense of what's around you outward from the room to recognize that your awareness, your consciousness is actually capable of holding not only your memory of the room you're in, but can actually hold an imagination, a sense of anything that you turn your mind to. So have the intention to recognize that this entire planet, all the billions of souls and creatures that live on it, that live in it, that live under the ground and under the ocean, all the birds and insects, all the rocks and trees, and out through the atmosphere into the vastness of space. Just imagining the galaxies that you've seen in images from the Hubble telescope. Just let your consciousness open out, even though it cannot probably contain it all. You can let awareness relax backwards. As though you're lying on the earth beneath the vast dome of the sky. Except that you're able to see through the sky, to see into the whole firmament beyond the firmament. You can see into the depths of the universe. And recognize that all of this, which your own awareness can at least imagine, is actually part of one vast body. This almost unimaginable complexity is dancing and undulating within a light field that is the actual body of the divine. You know, and in the pictures of Krishna, that body is shown as a vast blue being wearing a crown and with peacock feathers in it, with a beautiful face and huge dark eyes and everything inside that body. But obviously, you don't have to think of the cosmos as being inside a deity body to just feel into this truth that you yourself are like a cell in part of this vast wholeness, the Brahman, as it's called, the vastness, which is you, of which you're a part, and of which one day you will recognize you are the consciousness that is always becoming it. So see if you can notice the tensions that might be present in your field. You know, whatever the thread of tension or anxiety that's part of the experience of subconsciously attempting to control our experience. So feel into the slight tension or anxiety, or maybe larger tension, that is the result of contraction, that is the result of our holding ourselves separate. And in that feeling of being separate, we feel compelled to defend ourselves, to tighten against the possibility of some form of attack. And somehow we believe that by tightening, we can keep it together. So see if you can little by little relax that tension to allow yourself to be supported within that divine body of which you're a part. And let the breath help that relaxation, that releasing, as you allow your sense of your own field of consciousness, your own awareness, to just open up to the recognition of all of this that you can imagine or conceive, as well as everything that is beyond conception, that all this is part of one vast body whose nature is consciousness, just as your mind and imagination are consciousness. And yes, your consciousness is somewhat limited, whereas that vast consciousness has no limits. But your consciousness is part of that great field of consciousness. That body of God contains your body. So just let yourself be in that.